Welcome, mortal. No, no. Don't be afraid. It's just me. Here. I'm getting off of you. Hi. Did I scare you? I'm sorry if I did. Poor thing. You must have been scared out of your wits. To be honest, that really wasn't my intention. I just wanted to make you jump a bit, but... You should have seen your face. Let me help you up. Yes, it's me. The quiet, shy, and awkward assistant librarian who wouldn't even dare look at anyone in the eye. I am very good at it, aren't I?
Miss, I'm sorry, but the book is overdue, and yes, please, here's the receipt. Oh, I'm sorry.
Of course, who'd have thought, right? I portrayed that very well. It was a very good cover. No one would want to approach and question the clumsy, weak, pathetic boy from the local library. What's that? Am I a werewolf? Don't insult me, lovely. Never speak of such atrocious creatures in my presence again. Those things cannot even begin to compare to my kind. I am a wolf, but not some pathetic made-up fantasy creature. The difference... Well, why don't you indulge me? Tell me what your books say of these werewolves. I do have my human form, but all creatures once had the ability to shift into their human forms. Only humans are so magically inept that you cannot shift to any other form, but retain only that which you were born with. Pity, really. Even creatures of lesser intelligence have the required skill and competence to master shifting. But you? No. Humans are obstinate and arrogant beings. To be able to shift, it requires knowledge passed down from previous generations. Knowledge that isn't practiced nor preserved will slowly fade away with time. I'm sure there are still bats out there that can muster enough magic and mental strength to shift. Well, most prefer to forget, and so their abilities have been lost. You're welcome to try it out. Find a bat, and maybe you'll be lucky if they shift into a vampire. Are all wolves like me? Yes and no. I like to believe that my bloodline is special. Other bloodlines have forgotten, but not ours. For over 1,000 years, our magic has preserved and passed down to every generation. Anything else? A full moon? We don't need a full moon to be able to shift. Haven't you been listening to me? You daft human. We can shift whenever we want. Forget the lies your book and common folklore have drilled into your thick skulls. These are stories told to children to scare them from misbehaving and get them to go to bed. We do not condone such practice. Wolf cubs do what they're told. End of discussion. As for you, you will also do what you're told. Come here. No. Mortal. You're in my territory now. I am the master here. You will obey me. Learn your place. You cannot overpower me. You cannot run away from me. I'm stronger and faster than you. You can try to escape. I'll maybe even applaud you for the effort, but... I will always catch you. Always remember that. Am I the alpha? Ugh, we don't have alphas. What we have are elders. Do I really need to explain how that works? I'm sure the word elder is self-explanatory. As for packs and mates, we do have a pack, but none of that undying love and loyalty fiction portrays. We are all loyal to our family, yes, but we can go off and start our own. And no, we don't need mates. Again, fiction painting us to be lovesick creatures, always out looking for our other half. A trope highly romanticized but without an ounce of truth. I'm sure you've heard of lone wolves hunting and surviving out in the wild on their own. Yes, I sent that letter to lure you in here. It was easy to figure out which human you had a crush on, and all I had to do was pretend I was them that invited you over. How stupid can you be to wander off the trail and go this deep into the forest? But then again, you must have really had a huge crush on them to throw caution into the wind. No. I didn't do anything to them. I would never eat human meat. Ugh. Disgusting. Why did I go after you? Well, I said we don't need a mate. I never said I didn't want one. Oh, wow. Never really expected this reaction. Is this what you call making your heart skip a beat? Is that what happened? Oh. Well, whether or not you said no or yes, you're sticking around me for a while. I like keeping what I call mine, so I sincerely appreciate you staying from now on. Now this is what I call fun. Quite adorable. Jeez, you're quite the thing to have around. So easy to play with. What? I know I'm a bully, but aren't you happy? I'm a fantasy. Something I can provide for you. Yeah, now we're staying here. Now, get closer.